Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-056 regarding Mr. Don Jolly. The time is now 10:04 a.m. on October 26, 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and just work our way around the table.
Brandon Eden, investigator.
My name is Daniel Carthel.
I'm Danny Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. Mr. Jolly?
Don Jolly, I'm an architect.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Michael Kravitz. I'm an architect and a committee member.
Thank you.
I'm Stan Connick. I'm an architect and committee member.
Thank you, sir.
Casey Hutchison, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. And then Mr. Bosak?
David Bosak, committee member.
Mr. Skoog? I think you have yourself muted.
It's Oliver.
Mr. Skoog, you were muted, yes, sir.
Oh.
You're kind of muted. We can't hear you, sir.
Thank you. Ron Skoog, architect, committee member.
Thank you, sir. And Ms. Hosan.
Angelica Hosan.
Daniel Hosan.
And we are the owners of the land.
Okay. And Mr. Hosan
and
is with you?
We hired Don Jolly as an architect.
And I'm sorry, do you have Mr. Hosan with you? I think I heard him in the background.
Yes.
Okay. Daniel Hosan. I'm
awesome.
Also here. The owner of the land.
All right, thank you, sir. And then,
Orlean Laura, Investigations Manager.
Thank you. We've got a full house. Just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself every time you speak so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so we know who said what. To avoid disruptions, I need to ask everyone to either turn their cell phones off or on silent mode, which is, includes myself. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 22nd of 2022 related to an apartment building design project in Glendale, Arizona, on or about November 1st of 2018. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the materials that were provided. At this time, I'll need to ask each committee member if they have done so and if they feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you can signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Bosak?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Connick?
Yes.
Mr. Kravitz?
Yes.
And Mr. Skoog?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with alleger, and then moving on to respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position on each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will have to wait out in the lobby until it's your turn. You will be called when it's time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect and will receive a call back from me when it is their time for the interview. This particular case, we're going to start with the ledger. So Mr. and Mrs. Hosan, if you want to stay online, we'll start with you guys. And then when we move into executive session, we'll have you wait out in the lobby until it's your turn. At this time, I would like to call for a motion from a committee member to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Kravitz?
I'm sorry.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Connick. And we'll have to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Bosak?
Here.
And it's a vote to yay or nay to move into executive session.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Connick?
Yay.
Mr. Kravitz?
Yes.
And Mr. Skoog?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and move into executive session.